Our second reading on this fourth Sunday of Lent is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. And Paul comes right out, right in the beginning of this, and says, God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved. I think what really strikes me in this is we again are told of the mercy of God. God is loving and merciful, just like we saw in the first reading. He sent messengers because of his great love and concern for the people. Then he would send messengers, and he does that. He loves us so much that he will do whatever it takes to bring us into that loving embrace of his mercy, his open arms. And I think the scripture that really strikes me on this is Romans 5:8, which tells us that God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His love doesn't depend on what we do. His love is because he is love, and he gives love to all his children.
That's a powerful point, what he says about his love. Because our faith does not depend on what we do. Our faith depends on accepting the gift that he has offered to us. Faith is a gift that he gives to us. And that faith, the response of that faith, is what takes and acclaims the grace. Grace is the presence of the living, present, and power of God in our life. And we accede to that, we accept that, we take that, we partake in it through faith. The faith is the response to the living power and presence of God in our life. So we have that conflict of faith and works. We know that when we're doing good works, we do good works not to become good. We do good works because of the goodness that's within us. That's the power of that Spirit. Our doing good is thanking God with gratefulness of what he's given to us in grace. And the deeper that we have impacted by that grace, the deeper and more powerful our response in good works becomes. And that's what Paul is really trying to deliver. Paul is kind of like way back in the time with Luther and the Catholic Church, sort of arguing over the same question. Is it faith alone, or is it faith with good works? And James himself even says, faith without works is a dead faith. It's useless. And so it's not enough to just say, I believe. It's not enough to say I've read the liturgy. It's not enough to say I study the Bible. We have to finish it up with by living the Word. We become the living Word in our own lives.
And he's raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. He's raised us up with him. That is a remarkable thing to know that right now. And the Catechism tells us on this, in section 1003, united with Christ by baptism, believers already truly participate in the heavenly life of the risen Christ. But this life remains hidden with Christ in God. The Father has already raised us up with him and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Nourished with his body in the Eucharist, we already belong to the body of Christ. When we rise on the last day, we also will appear with him in glory. Oh, the immeasurable riches of his grace that he in his kindness that we have in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that we've been saved. It's no works of ours. It's total gift. It's the gift of God, It's nothing we have done. It's what God has done for us.
That's a key statement, what God has done for us. So many people today and believers still operate on the faith as if God only loves those if they are doing good works, as if they could earn God's love, rather than really understanding that God first loved us. And for this we give thanks to Him. For this we give Him that praise. And in our thanks and our praise is the works that flow forth from us. Naturally makes us so that it's a contribution to the church, to society, to humanity, to creation. It's all a response to what God's love has given to us. And I think this is really a very, very powerful point that is really here, is that God loves us so much that no matter where we are, He still accepts us.
So how is one justified? How is he not justified? By works of the law, he's not justified, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So it's believing in Christ and believing he's the Son of God, believing that belief in him and understanding a knowledge of his presence here and now. He lives within this body, within this temple of the Holy Spirit. Why don't we see him more often? Well, the reason we don't see him more often today is because of sin. Sin blocks the Spirit from living in our own lives and in the lives of others. So we keep ourselves pure and go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation and receive Eucharist often for the strength to proclaim and be that light to others so that they can see and come to faith. People are going to come to faith as they see the love that you have for one another. This is how they'll know them, by the love that they show for one another.
That's true, Marie, and I think what you just brought up there is that Paul tells of us as sitting with Christ in glory, because we who have faith in him are united in his powerful, powerful victory. And that's the key, united. We're all in that one. And this unmerited gift to us is given to us freely, is this grace. It's the living water, and it's freely given to us. And that we can receive this grace, we can acquire this grace, but just more than by responding, by taking forth, partaking of it.
And the one thing that we should never be doing before human beings is boasting. Boast before God. You know, the only way we should be boasting is whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. Not for their works, but for what he's doing in them. That's where we boast. We boast about what God is doing, what he's doing in us. We're his handiwork. We're his creatures, his children, and he loves us so much that he will use us to bring others to faith. We just have to be in submission and total submission to him and aware of his presence. And you know that grace that he has, he will give you the grace. He will give you the strength. And he will do it when he sees fit, when it's right. Always humility has to be the center of our lives. We need to be humble before God and simple-minded. Not try to figure everything out, but just be simple-minded and rest in his arms and his love and let him direct us where he wants us to go. But never think that we have to do a whole bunch of things for him to love us. He loves us just the way we are.
We're called to glorify Christ. We do that by building up his church. We build up his church by loving one another as Jesus has loved us. Amazing grace. I was once blind, now I can see. Amazing grace.